Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we are going to talk with Beth Roden with Bayer Crop Science. It's been kind of a week of anniversaries here in Phoenix so far as the Bayer Ag Issues Forum celebrating its 10th annual event. It's also still the 10-year anniversary we're celebrating for Zimcom New Media, and Commodity Classic is celebrating 20 years as well. So I had a nice conversation with Beth about the Ag Issues Forum and how that has evolved over the years. Let's start out here, Beth, talking about that fact that you are now, this is your 10th one of these. How would you describe the changes over that decade?
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. It's great to have a 10th anniversary of the Ag Issues Forum. It's pretty exciting, and to join all these others celebrating. And so changes over the years really is growth in the type of media attending. So in the beginning, it was traditional, you know, print, broadcast, magazines. Now we've got bloggers joining us. We have folks from mainstream media joining us through a Ustream. So we're actually broadcasting this year, which is new for us. And just a larger group of ag journalists here across multiple different disciplines covering the issues that are impacting ag. And I think when we continue to bring in the different perspectives and we bring in different topics of the challenges that are facing our industry, which is really what Ag Issues is all about, we have robust dialogue and conversation. And I think, you know, we all walk away with a better understanding of perhaps a different perspective about modern production ag that we didn't have before.
Well, I think one of your most prolific tweeters using the hashtag is not here, but is following that live stream, for example. That's just fascinating that we can do that today. And like you said, with a service like that, pretty much just about anywhere, as long as you got pretty good internet access, too. So really big changes in that. Describe here, it's not the first year, but the farmers, the bloggers, the ones that are really into social media, seems like that group has continued to grow.
Absolutely. So 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we brought in one person and they talked about social and blogging. And then the next year we brought in one blogger. And then the next year we brought in three bloggers. And this year we're up to 10. And what was really neat is we met with them the evening before Ag Issues kicked off and had a meetup. And they actually invited the bloggers from the local Phoenix area that they're communicating with. So we really had this great discussion about how many great things are happening on the farm and how we have to do a better job at telling those stories and how they're actively doing that. And so just great group of people, great, really proud about the work they're doing, and it's really exciting to see those stories now being shared. And that's something I think we all can do. We can all be a stronger advocate for what happens on the farm.
Well, we listened to Michael Rogers yesterday. I just did an interview with him, and one of the things that struck me most about his remarks was the comment that within 5 years, basically, we will be looking at some form of internet access being just as common as electricity. Not sure on the affordability side, but maybe. You know, what can that mean for things like innovation in agriculture, and maybe even just this forum in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think the world of technology is totally changing journalism. And so I kicked off my remarks talking about, you know, back in 2005, which was our first Ag Issues Forum, Facebook wasn't even around and Twitter wasn't even around. And then you think of where we are today and how much we rely on these social tools to share messages and connect with each other. So what will the next 3, 4, 5, 10 years hold? It could be a whole different world in terms of how we communicate and what we know about different parts of the world, which is really awesome on one hand, and it's a little bit scary on the other. So how do we take advantage of that, and how do we utilize that to really tell the good things that are happening in modern production ag?
Well, right now, I could potentially be sitting either in my hotel room or at home watching the presentations and listening to them, recording them. And if I want to interview a presenter, as long as Bayer or one of the agencies provide me with a phone number, I can actually just call my iPhone, record it on my iPhone, edit it on my iPhone, and publish it from my iPhone. it is amazing what we can already do, and I don't know that everybody's embracing all that ability yet, but I can see that that's, as somebody has said, we're all media. I mean, in some form or fashion, because we're all publishing via the internet in some way. Well, there's some people that aren't, but... So we've heard a lot here about having to tell our story. We hear this, I don't know how many times, as a journalist covering agriculture for years now. Even before the internet, we were always, we got to tell our story. You know, are we just at a point where we're doing the best we can, or do you think there's still improvements that we can do?
I think there's still improvements we can do. We've done some analysis. We've looked at, we've done some research. Consumers that aren't connected to ag, they want to know where their food comes from, and they trust the grower more than they're going to trust us in the ag business. So I think it's those stories that we have to figure out how to cut through the clutter and get into more mainstream channels where those consumers are there and where they're consuming their news. So I think ag, within ag, we're strong and we're proud, but we need to be louder, prouder in the non-agriculture spaces.
Mm-hmm. We heard your CEO, Jim Bloom, opening remarks, kind of urging the group here to perhaps invite local thought leaders out to their farm. I interviewed Greg Peterson also, Peterson Brothers. They just started Peterson Farm Tours this last year. I think we're seeing an uptick in willingness to do that by farmers. And I asked the question, just, you know, can, besides us ag journalists trying to get our local farmers maybe to do that, what about, Bayer and all, because you've got a whole team out across the country, essentially.
We sure do. And so we're doing some of that where we have big facilities right now, and we do that where we have our field development stations. So we opened our North America Beef Care Center last April. We've had about 2,500 people come through that center since its opening. So every Tuesday and Thursday, it's tour time at the on the campus. And we're also looking to our field development stations. We've got a big group coming in of students from one of the universities in Illinois that will be coming to visit in April. So we, too, we're trying to make sure we're opening up what we do and bringing those folks in and being very transparent and open about what we do and why it's important.
Well, I'd like to invite them to ZimCom World Headquarters, but I'm standing in at ZimCom World Headquarters, basically. We're wherever the events are that are happening.
That's we appreciate that.
So let's just look ahead. I know you're probably thinking about next year. I don't remember where we'll be.
New Orleans,
right. Have you already got some ideas coming out of this one?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we close out one and we'll give it 1 hour and then we have a debrief and we already start talking about what do we love about this year and what do we want to change to make it even better and a stronger event for next year. So I think, again, our sweet spot is really bringing in those different perspectives. I think maybe even bringing in some bigger outside perspectives and having a little more challenge and debate and dialogue as we move into 2016. Definitely keeping the ability for people to loop in if they can't get here physically, and definitely pushing to get more journalists with us.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, with the farmer bloggers, have you had much thought about for this event? I know their time is probably pretty tight, but some of the, we'll call them commodity leaders, maybe to come in, even if it's just to sit in on some of the sessions.
Yeah, we always invite them. The challenge that we run up to is that they're in their own meetings during the Ag Issues Forum time. But they joined, some of them joined us last night, and when we can grab them, they pop in here for a little bit. So they're definitely great folks to have as part of this as well.
Yep. It was good to see them. Okay, anything else about this year's forum so far, because we're not quite done yet, that kind of stands out for you?
I think one of the things today was our Jason Brown, our former NFL football player, and really walking away from that level of income and star power, if you will, and how he's taking that and transforming that to do really great work right in our backyard. He's on the other side of Raleigh in North Carolina, and it was really touching and inspiring to hear his great work. And I think, how do we tap in and shine a light on that type of work and the others that are doing it in communities across the United States?
Yeah, he got a standing ovation. It was
I don't think
very inspiring.
Had that
I don't think I've ever seen it.
No.
Well, thank you very much, Beth, for talking with me here and to Bayer for bringing us in to cover this year's forum. We look forward to publishing all. We just got tons of content here, so it'll take us a little while to get it all published and then look forward to next year. Well, that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.